At an online TV channel in Kyiv set up to show a Russian audience what's happening in the war, there's breaking news. Pro-Ukrainian Russian activists have claimed an attack on the Russian border town of Belgorod. The channel's founder, Ilya Ponomarev, is excited by the events. He says Putin's ruined the country he comes from. Ilya was a Russian MP until he was banned from the country for voting against the annexation of Crimea in 2014.
The channel was created in the very first days of the invasion to counter Russian propaganda, because we have a ridiculous situation when, firstly, all Russians are being brainwashed by Russian state TV.
Ilya funds the TV station himself with money he made as a tech investor in the US.
Being a critic of Vladimir Putin is risky even outside of Russia, particularly running a TV channel like this makes Ilya even more high profile and visible. But he says he's not scared.
And I have numerous friends already, unfortunately, who died at this war. And I will just betray them if I will be scared and I will be hiding somewhere.
Correspondents in Russia have to hide their identity for safety. In Kyiv, the team's mostly made up of Ukrainian journalists. Peter Zalmayev is a household name, a top TV news anchor who drops in to host shows to help.
Despite all the crackdown on media in Russia, the last crucial step hasn't been taken. Russia has not banned YouTube. We're taking advantage of this loophole, so to speak, to reach an increasing number of the Russian audience.
2.5 million people tuned in last month. Ilya says his channel is showing the other side of the story. He hopes it'll empower activists in Russia and help bring change in the country he once called home. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.
Pavel Felgenhauer is a defense and military analyst.